Yep.
I call to order the Madison Plains Board of Education meeting. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Ms. Reinshaw?
Here.
Mr. Stonerow?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, due to the impractical nature of having public participation during the current COVID-19 global pandemic, the Madison Plains Local School District Board of Education is suspending our public participation policy during this health crisis. Please note, the members of the school district community who have questions, comments, or concerns may still direct those to the appropriate staff members, then the appropriate administrators and board members. All contact information is available on the district's website. So with that, we will move to the board work session. Any comments?
Yeah, I do, actually. I received a call from Ohio School Board Association last week just to remind us that the conference this year is virtual and to see if there was anything that we needed. And they wanted to talk a little bit about, they thought we were all online. And then I told them that we were back in person, and they were surprised. And they said, let us know if you need any help, any guidance, that they're always there for us. And you know, they're a good partner of ours. So I just said I'd pass along the message at the meeting. That was really all he said.
Anybody else? Okay, we will move to approval of board minutes.
Madam President, I make a motion that the minutes of the August 18th, 2020 meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerow?
Yes.
Ms. Reinshaw?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
We do not have any student or employee recognition. No department reports or superintendent's committee reports. So we will move straight to the treasurer's report. Mr. Mustang?
Thank you, Mrs. Zinnikas. As I said, today has been a little bit of a day. But I would like to let you know that I didn't have the reports in the agenda for you to review in advance of the meeting. So I'm happy to review them with you tonight. Alternatively, I'm happy to if you would like to push those to the next meeting and approve those financial reports at the next meeting, you can do that as well. I just want to be upfront. I know I didn't have those out there in advance, and the reason being is that we were having difficulty reconciling with our new system and being down an AP person right now. So that is the reason. It's not an excuse, but I wanted to give you the opportunity, whatever you chose to do. I can tell you the reports are correct. As presented, and I'm happy to present them to you tonight.
Are you guys good with that?
It's fine with me.
That's fine.
Okay. I just wanted to be upfront with everybody.
Yep.
So, to look at the spending plan, we are still ahead of where our budget would have expected us to be. I'll try to zoom in here. I know that's difficult for me. We had expected to be in our budget with an ending of the year balance of $2.44 million, $2,440,833. Right now we're looking a little ahead of that at $2,551,403. With that in mind, though, we were down a little bit with our projections in August, mostly due to a property tax allocation amount that we typically receive in August that won't be posted until September. So you should see that amount posted in September, but that's why we're down right now for August. We ended the month with $3,253,638. Again, that's a little bit less than what we had anticipated due to that property tax receipt that won't be posted until September. On an expenditure standpoint, our expenditures were down compared to what we had expected by $59,000. So we are continuing to stay under budget as far as expenditures go. Moving on with our revenue. Again, we're a little down compared to where we were this time last year. That's the yellow. And again, that's due to that receipt that typically gets posted in August. They won't be posted until September. So that's why you see that just a little bit down compared to this time last year. As I said, with expenditures, we are under budget. So we are below where we were last year with expenditures. So we're trending less than what we were this time last year, which as high as we were last year, that's saying a lot. So our cash position, again, $3.2 million is what we ended with. We had expected 3.6. That's due to that $400,000 roughly in property tax receipts that won't be here until September. That's where we are here. The green is actual, the black is our projected. So you see the small gap there, again, due to that property tax receipt. Other than that, we are trending along better than expected from an expenditure standpoint. We are also tracking to currently not need a tax advance. We are keeping a close eye on that, but the black line is our estimate for January and December, which are our low points. See that estimate has us right now at $1.6 million and $1.8 million respectively. If that does right now include that $1 million tax advance, but as you can see, if we take that $1 million out, we still have $600,000 and $800,000, so we still should be able to get by. Should we need it, we will definitely take advantage of that. But right now, things look good. That is all I have from the spending plan. Again, the other reports are there for your review. You have the check register, the cash reconciliation, which I can show you here. Shows us with a depository balance. Right there, we ended the month $3,659,447. And that's all balances. So where we have the $3.2 million in spending plan, that's general fund only. This would be all of our accounts, which would include student activities, athletics, food service, all the different accounts. So that's why that's a little bit more. The other reports that are included are the financial summary, which would show you our unencumbered balances. You see 06, they typically run in the red a bit until their funding comes in throughout the year. That's a timing issue. And then we have our grant amounts that also are reimbursable grants. So you will see down here at the bottom that some of these grants, same thing with athletics, they anticipate ticket revenue coming in to offset a lot of those expenses they have to make early on in the year. Otherwise, the board's responsible for making up that difference. So you see them there. The grants, again, are the reimbursable amounts. There's high schools that work for $4,240 full request through a project cash request for that amount to come back to zero. So we always have to spend the money first and then request reimbursement. Same thing for the other grants. You've got the student wellness dollars here. And then all of our federal grants, which would be our title grants here. And then our 599 funds, which are additional federal grants there as well. So that just, again, I'm going through this a little more than what I typically do because I didn't give you the chance to look at these in advance, so I wanted to make sure that I could do that. The receipts ledger, we didn't have a whole lot of activity when it comes to receipts. You see there's only four pages of receipts there, but that lists all of our receipts received in the month. Mostly the large receipts are our foundation funding that we receive. That makes up the bulk of it. The other amounts are fees, and we did receive our casino tax, per-cap casino tax, which is about half of what it was this time last year due to COVID-19 and shutting down the casinos as well when they get shut the casinos down. The check register is all of our reconciled checks for the month, checks that cleared the bank. So you're free to return to this if you so choose and go down through and look through that. As you can see, there's quite a few more checks to look through here. But this is actually, we were running these in a hurry. This would include all of the reconciled checks going back to 2011. That should have been just for the month of August.
How many pages is that? We're not going through that.
That's, feel free to look through 1,172 pages. But August is in there as well. So I apologize for that. Again, the things you run into when you're up against it. So I can include an additional report in there just for additional information. It would narrow it down. It wouldn't be any additional info. Like I said, the August amounts are in here. I can just get rid of the old amounts. That way it makes it easier for you or the public to look at. So I'll make sure that I try to do that. I took a little more time for my financial report, but unfortunately I only have the one item. So, but that does conclude my report unless anybody has any questions.
Thank you.
If we do wait to vote on it, is there an issue there just at time?
We would table it. It would just be tabled the next month. And then you would vote on it then.
Do you have any problem with that?
It just crowds up the agenda a little bit. I mean, of course, I'd rather have things moving forward, done moving forward. But if that's what the board wants, then I'm happy to do it.
Just for peace of mind, I'd like
to. That's fine.
So, I was going to say, we wouldn't have to go through it at the meeting, just put it in there as a vote on this.
It would be like when we miss a board minutes to approve, and we have multiple board minutes to approve in one meeting. I'll just have two separate items. So I just need a motion.
Yeah, Mark, you're going to make a motion to table it. Go ahead.
Madam President, I move that we table Section I, approval of financial items. Consent agenda.
I-3.
Until the next board meeting.
Second that. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikus?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We'll table that for the next meeting.
Moving to superintendent's report.
Thank you, Madam President. Good evening. Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, it is a pleasure to be with you this evening in person once again. This is nice. We do look forward to the day when we can have the community back in, but because we are working to reduce group gathering sizes and socially distance, we will stay this way for now. We are in week three. And relatively speaking, and I want to use that phrase intentionally, relatively speaking, things are going well. At the moment, we do not have any confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the school district. We do have people who are home on isolation or on quarantine, though, as suspected cases. Of course, if you have a symptom, you go home as suspected. So you could have the cold and you would be suspected. So we do have people in that category. We will be notifying parents of when confirmed cases occur within classrooms. So I want to assure the public that we will be doing that, and we will be placing information on our district website regarding positive cases as well. So that information will be there so that folks know how many we have. And again, this is part of a state health order that came out a couple weeks ago, maybe 10 days, I think it was September 3rd. But that is something that we will do. We are working to maintain close contact with the county health department in conversations around things that happen with this. And so I think that's important. And I also would want to stress that the availability of substitute teachers and substitute bus drivers continues to be a significant concern for us. I had placed a school messenger call to the community. We have had some people reach out to the Educational Service Center. And so at this point in time, it is a matter of when those folks finish up the paperwork that is necessary to be approved by the Madison-Champaign Educational Service Center to get on the sub list. But we have had a couple people who have already successfully done it. I believe when I talked with the ESC last week, I believe there were five more pending. So we're happy about that. Of course, we share all of those subs with the entire county, but still, that is good. So that we're trending in that direction. So I'm very pleased about that. I also wanted to let the board know that the state of Ohio did release state local report cards today. Because of the mandatory closure in the spring due to the COVID pandemic, none of the schools in Ohio were able to complete spring testing. So as a result, there really is not a whole lot of data available on the report card. There is a little bit, and we will work to provide a presentation to the board next month on what is there, but there really is not a whole lot. And there are no letter grades at this moment. So that is something that I wanted to let the board know and let our community know. Those have been released. I tried to get on to look today and was unable to. I don't know if there were problems with the site. Maybe there were. I assume there were a lot of people going to look at the report cards. I couldn't see it. But I do know that they were released. So I also wanted to just mention, I had made a school messenger call a week or so ago regarding the extension of the United States Department of Agricultural's Food and Nutrition Services Office Seamless Summer Program, which allows us to continue the program that we had going on in the summer and in the spring of providing food to our students. And because of the way the rules around this program are written at this juncture, we are able to provide breakfast and lunch to every single student in the district, regardless of household income, either until the federal funds have all been expended or until December 31st, 2020, whichever comes first.
That's
great. So that is certainly something that we want to let our community know about, which is why I made the messenger call. I also, though, would want to say to our community that it would be very important for families to fill out the free and reduced lunch application. Those applications are due to the school district within the first 30 days of the school year. And so at this juncture, by virtue of the fact that we are in week three, last week was a four-day week. At this point, we are somewhere around day 10, day 11, I believe, actually. And so those, we have a little bit of time, but those applications need to be turned in. And what the benefit of doing that is if a family qualifies for free and reduced lunch, they would be able to continue to receive free or reduced lunches in January then after the summer seamless program is over. The other thing is that for those folks who qualify, they would get a waiver for school fees as well. And so that is something that we want to make sure that our families know about. So while this is a nice program, right now it's only scheduled to take us through half the year, unless funds have all been expended before that, at which time regular lunch prices would resume. So wanted to make everyone aware of that and just mention that here this evening. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that the Madison Plains Scholarship Foundation fundraising dinner that I have come to know and love that occurs every October, unfortunately is going to be canceled this year due to the COVID pandemic. And so we will be working to communicate that on the website and our Facebook page to let folks know that that dinner, that fundraising dinner for the Scholarship Foundation is canceled. There is a way, though, for those community members who would like to be able to make a contribution to the Scholarship Foundation, there is a way to do that. I have been given an address that people can send checks to if they would like, payable to the Madison Plains Scholarship Foundation. So we will get that information out to folks so that they are aware, but that is certainly something that I wanted to let our community know about. It saddens my heart that I won't be able to go down there this year. That is certainly fun. I enjoy seeing everybody down there, and but we look forward to next year, and we hope that we thank those in advance who will open up their checkbooks and write a check and send it to the Scholarship Foundation for our students. So we thank them in advance, as I said. So, Madam President, in terms of discussion items, that is all I have for the evening.
Policy and governance?
There are no policy or governance items this evening. We are planning to have some next month.
Okay. Then we'll move on to business.
Madam President, there are two items before the board this evening. First is the appointment of an individual to serve on the Mount Sterling Library Board, and then we have one student who would like to graduate early.
Madam President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 and L3.
Seconded.
Discussion?
I'd just like to say how much I appreciate everything the Mount Sterling Library does. And I know Mike Thompson well, and he's a good man.
Definitely
deserves to be continued.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, moving down to personnel.
Madam President, just a number of routine items before you there this evening. There are some items for our administrative and exempt staff. There are some supplementals there to be approved. There are, unfortunately, some resignations that are there. And there are also, there's a transfer and some good news, employing a couple of bus drivers. So, but all in all, routine items.
Madam President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M14.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mrs. Nieger?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. No donations this month?
No, madam.
Okay. Nothing new. So we are going into executive session. So I make a motion to enter executive session at 7:22 for the purpose of the following items allowed under the Ohio Revised Code 121.23G, sections 1 and 3, to consider the employment and or compensation of a public employee in conferences with an attorney.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Executive session.
There will be no actions taken after executive session. And our next regular board meeting will be held Tuesday, October 20th, 2020 at 7 p.m. Thank you.
You're good to sound 3, 2, 1.
I'm on.
Okay. Executive session has ended at 9:25 p.m.
Madam President, I make a motion that the board adjourn the meeting at 9:26 p.m.
Second that.
Discussion, roll call.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Soderoff?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnitus?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 for adjournment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening, everybody.